好，要是我们开头有一点点的祷告。
First and sisters, let us have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们在这边把这段时间交在主的手中。
Lord Jesus, we put this time into your hands.
也许我们会有许多的内容。
Maybe we have a lot of content.
但是把你那个最心中最宝贵的也放在我们心里面。
Yeah, Lord, we ask more that what is precious to you in your heart that you put it in us too.
但愿我们都对你所看重的，我们心中也有那个爱慕。
That we all have this love for what you was important to you.
我们感谢你，奉主耶稣的名。
We thank you for in Jesus' name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，在我心里面，有一个主在我心里面有一个比较长程的一个计划。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has in my heart a long-term plan.
对于在教会这方面。
In this matter of the church.
我本来是心中愿意说，在可能一两年以后再多讲一些。
In my heart, I wanted to share more in a couple years.
这一次那个我们弟兄在退休会有一个负担。
But this time our brother has this burden for our retreat.
就是要从历史看教会的道路。
That from history we'll see the way of the church.
所以我今天主要做的事情呢，是为大家我们一同来预备。
So what I want to do today is that we'll prepare ourselves together.
当我知道这个题目的时候，我心里其实很紧张。
When I know this topic, I was very anxious in my heart.
为什么会紧张
？Why anxious？
对于我想我们信主的人哈，很多时候我们会关心许多的事情。
To us who believe in the Lord, many times we are concerned about many things.
但是我们天性呢？是关心我们自己的事。
But in our nature, we are concerned about our own things.
我们常想到是我们的学业、我们的工作、我们的家庭。
Many times we think about our studies, our work, and our family.
然后我们的前途、我们的儿女，然后我们自己的生活。
Our future, our children, and our living.
然后教会这件事情呢，好像有时候感觉跟我们比较远。
And this matter of the church seems like very far from us.
所以今天我有一个预备，有两个方面的预备。
So I prepare on two things.
我希望弟兄姊妹在对这个历史上面稍微有一点点多一点认识。
That you know more about history.
然后第二个方面呢，是希望我们对主的所爱的呢，我们也有一个爱慕的心。
And secondly, what God loves, what the Lord loves, we have this love desire in our heart too.
因为如果我们都以自己为中心。
Because if we only self-centered.
然后我们总是只关心自己的需要。
We are only concerned about what we need.
我们这样没有办法领受聚会的信息。
So we are unable to receive the message from the meeting.
除非我们把我们心归给主。
Unless we give our hearts to the Lord.
以主的事情为中心。
That His things is the center of our life.
主要的、主看重的，也成为我们所看重的。
What He wants and what He is important to Him and is important to us.
当我们这样子预备的时候呢
？And we thus prepare ourselves.
我们就能够把这个聚会拖住。
Then we can support this meeting.
当我们弟兄在那里交通的时候呢
？So when our brother is having a sharing with us.
我们才能够心中吸收主要向我们所说的话。
Then in our heart we are able to receive what the Lord has to tell us.
并且在聚会之后呢，我们有个愿意呢承接主在我们身上的托付跟责任。
And after the meeting we will have we are able to bear this responsibility that the Lord has entrusted us.
所以。弟兄姊妹，我们在这个末后的世代呢，我们要看重一个事情。
So brothers and sisters, in this end times, we have to hold of importance this one thing.
然后这个事情是主心里面最宝贵。
This matter is the most precious to our Lord.
啊，这个事情是主心中最注重。
What he holds of great importance in his heart.
然后这个事情呢，就是教会。
This is the church.
那教会就是神的居所，是神的家。
Church is God's dwelling place, it's His house.
在神的心里面呢，他历世历代里面，他一直盼望与人住在一起。
In his heart, you know, throughout all generations and all ages, he wants to dwell among us.
啊，他真的巴不得呢，能够在神的儿女当中呢，得到一个安息。
How he wants to have that peace, that rest among his own children.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要小看我们现在在讲的这件事情。
Do not think little of this matter.
当我在读许多的传记的时候
，When I read a lot of biographies,
那我们在历史当中。我们实在感谢主，实在赐给我们许多属灵的宝贵的弟兄姊妹。
In history, we want to thank the Lord for giving us all these precious brothers and sisters.
他们对主的心实在是强烈。
Their heart is very strong toward the Lord.
但是在因为，但是在许多的弟兄姊妹的那个追求的过程当中呢
in their pursuit,
他们不一定很明白教会这件事。
They might not have understand this matter of the church.
不要误会啊，他们实在是很爱主。
Don't get misunderstood. They really love the Lord.
但是在那个时代当中呢，主还没有把这个事情那么清楚的显明出来。
But during that generation, the Lord has not revealed it fully.
今天我们是在这个时代的末了的时候。
But yet we are at the end of this age.
我们主已经把这件事情更多更多的显明出来了。
The Lord has more and more revealed it to us.
所以我实在觉得，当我们知道主的心意是教会的时候
，So I feel that if we know that the heart's the Lord's heart is on the church，
这不仅是特别的恩典呢，也是一个责任。
Not only is this a special grace， but it's also a responsibility。
为什么是个恩典呢
？Why grace？
你想想看，过去一些属灵的巨人呢，他们不见得投身在这件事情上。
Think of the past, the spiritual giants. They might not have devote themselves in this matter。
但今天主给我们一个机会呢。把我们投身在这个其中。
Yet the Lord gives us an opportunity to immerse into this thing.
这是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
就像，对，就，所以他把一个最重要的事情呢，让我们能够在当中有参与。
That he says this most important thing, and yet he includes us in it.
所以很多时候我们在学校、在公司有个老板，对不对？
Many times we have at school and at work we have our boss.
对。我不知道弟兄姊妹可能有些人碰过这种情况。
Maybe you have come across the situation.
然后老板呢，他心中有一个很重要的这个方向要做。
Your boss may have a clear goal that he's going towards to.
啊，但是当你跟他学习的时候，你真的是很想学他觉得最重要的那个 project 那个事情。
But yeah, when you're under him, you really want to learn what is the most important to him.
啊，结果呢？但是他给你做的呢，好像都是一些周边的小事。
But what he has you do is all those little things on the side.
他有姊妹在点头。对，所以当你好像做来做去的时候，好像没有做到那个最重要的东西。
So yet when you're working, you have not touched what is the most important.
但当有一天呢，这老板看你可以了。
But one day when the boss sees that you're ready.
然后他把一个最重要的事情呢。交在你的手中。
He hand over to you the most important thing.
你发现现在你成为一个有用的人了。
You realize you are a useful person.
不仅这是神的恩典。
Not only is this God's grace.
当他交在我们手上的时候，也成为我们的责任。
When he hands over to us, it is our responsibility.
所以很多时候我用这个比方哈。
Many times I use this example.
如果是一个医生。
If a doctor.
这个医生呢，就必须要在医院里面尽他的功用。
The doctor has to be useful have his part in the hospital.
所以他必须在这个医院的环境里面呢，发现他就觉得，对我现在用对了。
He has to have function in there the right function in the hospital.
然后老师必须在教室里面。
And teachers in the classroom.
然后工程师可能有的工程师在实验室里面。
Some engineers in the lab.
然后他们如果离开那个环境的话，就觉得怪怪的，好像现在我不知道该做什么。
If they leave the environment, they'll feel kind of weird. You know what do I do now?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是什么身份呢
？So brothers and sisters, who are we?
我们的身份是神的儿女。
We are God's children.
神的儿女要在什么环境进功用呢
？God's children, what in circumstances or environment?Do we function?
他必须在神的家里面进功用。
To be able to function in God's house.
所以我们这个身份哈，如果离开神的家，你就会觉得怪怪的。
for this position, if we were to leave God's house, we will feel really weird.
然后你发现你好像有些该行使的在你身上的意义呢出不来。
Things that you know are supposed to happen, the meaningful thing, is not happening.
好，我接下来那个要放一些这个投影。
I have some slides.
Slide, 对。一张给大家一些那个历史的背景。
Historical background.
在那个神在历史历代当中啊，一直有个心愿要跟神住在一起。
Throughout ages and generations, God wants to dwell among us.
他先找到一批属他的子民，就是以色列人。
First, he found his people, Israel, the Israelites.
然后在以色列人离开埃及的时候，有一位叫做摩西。
When the Israelites, left Egypt, there was a person called Moses.
然后摩西把以色列人从埃及的手中带出来。
Moses led them through out of Egypt.
然后当他们带出来之后呢，神借着摩西呢建立了一个会幕。
And when they were out of Egypt, through Moses, God built the tabernacle.
然后当他们在漂流一阵子之后
，when they were in the wilderness.
然后进到了今天以色列国家这块应许他神应许的地方。
When they enter into this promised land.
然后到了这个大卫做王的时候呢
，when David was king.
然后就把一个圣殿建在耶路撒冷。对不起，大卫跟所罗门的时候呢，把一个圣殿建在耶路撒冷。
During the time of David and Solomon, the temple was built in Jerusalem.
对，大卫有个心愿要为神建殿。
David has a heart to build a temple for the Lord.
然后这个心愿在所罗门的手中成就。
And this desire was fulfilled in Solomon's hand.
所以神一直想要他们能够有一个殿呢，他能够居住在他们当中。
God wants to have a temple to dwell among them.
然后很可惜的，这个以色列人有许多的软弱跟失败。
But it's a pity that the Israelites have a lot of weaknesses and failures.
后来他们国家分裂。
And their country was separated.
对。然后北边叫以色列国，南边叫犹大国。
And the north is Israel, and the south is Judah.
然后北国的时候被亚述国灭掉。
And the north was destroyed by Assyria.
然后南国被那个巴比伦灭掉。
And the south destroyed by Babylon.
它灭掉的是在那个西底家的那个最后一个王的身上。
It was when Zedekiah was king.
在灭掉的时候呢，他们就顺便把这个圣殿也都毁掉。
When they destroyed the land, they destroyed also the temple.
然后许多圣殿里面的这些物品呢，全部都被掳到巴比伦去。
And they took everything that was in the temple to Babylon.
然后他们被掳七十年之后呢？
After 70 years,
然后有一位叫做所罗巴伯
there was one Zerubbabel,
他带头
he headed,
然后带了一批人呢有第一次的回归
the first return,
然后他们从那个巴比伦遥远的地方呢回到耶路撒冷
and from Babylon all the way back into, to Jerusalem
然后他们就这一次的回归呢就把圣殿重建起来
this first return they rebuilt the temple
然后过了不久之后呢，有第二次的回归。
Not long after the second return.
然后这次回归的带头叫做以斯拉。
And Ezra headed the second return.
然后以斯拉呢，主要着重在把圣殿里面的这个服饰呢，这个敬拜呢，能够恢复过来。
They beautified the temple to recover the service in the temple.
所以很多时候我们称它叫做修饰，或是叫美化圣殿。
So many times we say it's beautifying the temple.
然后并且让神的儿女们能够悔改，分别出来归给神。
That the children of God will repent and separate themselves back to the Lord.
在经过一些年份的时候，你们这个年份好像是大约计算，经过一些年之后。
After some years, it's kind of approximately.
然后第三次的回归。
The third return.
这一次的带头的叫做尼希米。
Nehemiah had this third return.
虽然圣殿是在那边了
，even though the temple was there，
但是耶路撒冷城的城墙被破坏的很厉害。
But the walls of Jerusalem was in destruction.
所以整个以色列民呢失去了这个保护。
So the Israelites were without protection.
所以尼希米有个负担呢，带了一批人第三次回去。
So Nehemiah had a burden to bring another on the remnant back to Jerusalem.
那这一次把圣城的那个城墙把它建起来。
To rebuild the walls of Jerusalem.
好，接下来有一些的这个经文哈。
Next some Bible verses.
这个大家看起来很多，其实只有几句话。
Even though it's a lot, seems like a lot, but it's just a few.
我尽量保持平衡，不要太多，也不能太少。
I'm trying to have a balance here.
所以这个是我刚刚讲的这个摩西建会幕。
Here's what I said. Moses built the tabernacle.
然后在出埃及记的这边写到说，耶和华晓谕摩西说，正月初一日你要立起帐幕。
And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, On the first day of the first month shall thou set up the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation.
抱歉，我发现那个英文有很多错字。
I'm sorry, I see that the English has some typo errors.
I do not have time to spell check.
And he reared up the cord round about the tabernacle and the altar, and set up the hanging of the court gate. So Moses finished the work.
当那个会幕完工的时候，发生一件特别的事情。After
the tabernacle was built, was finished, something happened.
当时云彩就遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕，然后摩西进不去，因为云彩停在其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了那个帐幕。
Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud rose thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
这是小一点，这个是讲到建圣殿。This
is about building the temple.
大卫召了他儿子所罗门来嘱咐他给耶和华以色列的神建造殿宇，对所罗门说：“我儿啊，我心里本想为耶和华我的神的名建造殿宇。”你们英文先自己念一下。只是耶和华的话临，啊，对，你帮我穿纸一下。英文先自己。大概要照。Sorry。只是耶和华的话临到我说：“你流了多人的血。” 打了多次大仗，你不可为我的名建造殿宇，因为你在我跟前使多人的血流在地上。然后我在困难之中为耶和华的殿预备了金子十万他连的，银子一百万他连的，铜和铁多得无法可称。我也预备了木头、石头，你还可以增添。那英文就可能就先跳过哈。所以这个时候，大卫嘱咐他儿子要建殿。
So this time, David told his son to build a temple.
但是因为大卫是一个打仗的一位王。
Because David was one that was on the battlefield.
神希望这个殿表明的是一个神的安息。
The Lord wants the temple to represent His rest.
神很喜悦大卫的心愿。
The Lord really was delight in David's desire.
但是他让这位所罗门平安的王呢，把圣殿建起来。
But the Lord wants Solomon, the king of peace, to build the temple.
那对于大卫来讲呢，他是竭尽所能的预备材料。
But yet, but for David, did with all his might to collect all the materials and things for the temple.
许多时候是他自己的财产，他把它都归给神。
Many times his own inheritance, he give it unto the Lord.
啊，这边有金子十万他连的，银子一百万他连的。
Gold and silver.
然后当这个圣殿盖起来的时候呢，我读那个五章十三节的最后一句哈，那时耶和华的殿有云充满，然后接下来甚至祭司不能站立供职，因为耶和华的荣光充满了神的殿。你可以念。So
the very last of the verse 13 and 14, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God.
所以当所罗门把殿盖好以后,
so when Solomon had finished building the temple,
同样的情况,
the same thing happened, the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord.
这是很特别的情形。
This is a very extraordinary thing.
然后这边是讲到那个圣殿被毁的事情。
Here it speaks about the temple being destroyed.
那个西底家是一个作恶的王。
Zedekiah was one that was doing wrongful.
然后，所以那时候加勒底就是那个巴比伦王哈，所以我不仔细念，所以巴比伦王把来到这个殿里面，把这个来到耶路撒冷，把那个耶路撒冷那个都毁坏。
So the king of Babylon took all the things of the house of God and destroyed Jerusalem.
他把财宝都带走。
He took all the treasures.
然后他把那个殿烧了。
And he burned the temple.
城墙拆了。
And he took down all the walls.
然后经过，所以他们被掳了是70年的时间。
So they were in captivity for 70 years.
接下来就是讲到所罗巴伯重建圣殿。
This speaks about the room about rebuilding the temple.
于是犹大和便雅悯的族长、祭司、立位人，就是一切被神激动他心的人，都起来要上耶路撒冷去建造耶和华的殿。所以这是前面哈。所以第二章二节，他们是同着所罗巴伯、耶稣雅。 等等等等。
So along with Zerubbabel, Joshua and many others.
对，所以这个尼希米跟那个刚刚的尼希米不一样。
So this Nehemiah is different from the Nehemiah before.
然后最后他讲到说，会众共有42,360名。
Lastly, it says that the whole congregation together was 43,303.
那个时候在巴比伦的。 犹太人呢，恐怕绝对有上百万人。
At that time, the people of Israel Babylon was probably more than
millions
of them.
但是回来的只有4万人。
But only 40 and 2,300 more.
这边讲到说，他们新建那个圣殿。
So it's here it says that they rebuilt the temple.
在这个过程里面呢，他们有仇敌的攻击。
During the process, they were attacked by the adversary.
所以强迫他们停工。
That they forced them to stop the work.
当停了一阵子之后呢，他们心智也比较松懈。
After stopping for a while, they kind of lost that the determination.
然后神就兴起了两个先知，叫哈该跟撒加利亚来勉励他们。
The Lord raised up two prophets, Haggai and Zechariah.
然后到了那个大利乌王第6年的时候呢，这个殿最后终于修成了。
And in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king, finally the house of God was finished.
所以他们这批少数的人呢，欢欢喜喜的把这个神的殿归给神。
So the remnant, they dedicate the house of God.
到了第二次回归是以斯拉。
The second return was Ezra.
在波斯王的时候呢，有一个以斯拉。
In the days of the king of Persia, there was this person named Ezra.
在那个王的第7年。
In the seventh year of the king of Persia.
他从正月初一日从巴比伦出发。
First thing of the first month.
Yeah.
They set up from Babylon. About 4 months.
然后走到耶路撒冷。
They came to Jerusalem.
这个以斯拉呢，是一个非常定制要考究遵行耶和华的律法的人。
Ezra is the one that wants to keep the law of the Lord.
他把神的话交给那个以色列人。
He teaches the people of Israel the word of God.
这个是第二次的回归。
This was the second return.
然后第三次的回归是尼希米。
The third return was Nehemiah.
当尼希米那个时候，他做王的那个一个蛮大的官叫九正。
He was the cupbearer.
然后，但是有一些人从耶路撒冷到了。他到了那个巴比伦那边。
But some people from Jerusalem went to Babylon.
然后告诉他说，现在哇，城墙很多被毁了，现在光景很衰败。
They told him that the walls of Jerusalem was been destroyed and
所以他听到这个话呢，他心中就非常的悲哀，他就在神面前祷告。
And he was mourning and he prayed before the Lord.
祷告很多天。
For many days.
最后他神的手帮助他呢，他有机会回到了耶路撒冷。
So the hand of God helped him to return to Jerusalem.
所以他到了耶路撒冷住了三天。
So after 3 days.
然后他就在一个人骑着马去巡视那个城墙。
So on his own alone, he went to examine the wall.
就看了许许多多被毁坏的这个城墙。
He see many that was destructed.
然后在这个修建城墙过程当中也很艰苦。
It was very tough getting the rebuilding the wall.
最后他们能够把它完成。
And in the end, they finished it.
好。 所以经文的部分呢，我就先到这边。
These are just about the verses.
所以刚才读了很多的经文，希望没有头昏了。
I hope you you're still okay after reading all the verses here.
在我们今天会看到圣经上的历史，就是人的历史。
We see the history of man in the Bible.
在历史当中你会看到好多的事情。
You see many things that happen in the history.
然后你会看见刚刚讲的就已经很多了，对不对？
You see, already much was talked about.
其实哈，圣殿表明的是神的家。
But the temple represents God's house.
神要在人的当中，在神的家中有安息，与人亲近。
God wants to have this rest in His house and wants to draw close to man.
其实我们算什么呢？
Who are we?
但神竟然 在历史历代里面要表明这个事实。
Yet through all generations and all ages, the Lord wants to reveal this.
那圣城表明的是什么东西呢？
What does the holy city represent?
它表明了一个，它是一个神掌权的地方。
That God is reigning.
那是神的见证。
It's God's testimony.
然后在这边有一批子民呢，是归给他的，是属于他，是他能够掌权的。
That here there is a people that belongs to him that he can reign over them.
所以我们在人的历史里面看到好多的事情。
So we see in the history of man many things.
但是呢，在神的心里面呢，他负担要推动的呢，就是我刚刚讲的这些事情。
But yet in the heart of God that he wants to push forward, it's this thing that we just talked about.
对，我们小时候在画那个机器人的时候。
When we were young, we were drawing robots.
对，然后我最喜欢画那个镭射光。
I love to draw this laser light.
镭射镜，所以那个镭射光是很厉害的，直直的这个武器。
The laser beam is very great. It's very straight.
然后
weapon.
对，所以其实哈，神在 历史当中的进程过程呢？
God in this process of the history.
他看见的就好像一个镭射光。
What he sees is just like the laser beam.
在那个最后面呢，是神要成就一个荣耀的教会。
That in the end, the Lord is God is going to have for himself a glorious church.
然后他看的时候呢，就是那个直直的一个光呢。 就一直往那个前进。
When he sees is that straight beam all the way going forward.
你会看见历史上好多的事情，对不对？
You see many things that happen in history.
一个邦国兴起来了。
A kingdom is raised up.
然后一个国衰败。
A kingdom falls.
然后有这边有这样一批的人，有那边一批的人。
There are these people here and people there.
然后有的时候有的人软弱了。
And some people are weak.
那有的时候刚强起来了。
And sometimes they are being strengthened.
那但是在神的眼中里面呢， 神要做的就是那件事情。
But yet in God's eye, what He wants is just this thing.
他一直往这条线要往前走。
He's going forward on this line.
所以呢，在圣经上面就记载了这个会幕。
So in the Bible, it talks about this tabernacle.
然后会幕是那个摩西建起来，对不对？
Moses set it up.
然后我们读一处的圣经。
And we'll read a Bible verse here.
诗篇九十篇。
And Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90。
诗篇九十篇第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and 2。
主啊，你世世代代住我们的居所。
Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations.
诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。
Before the mountains were brought forth.For ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
在摩西是以色列人一个犹太人一个非常重要的一个人物。
Moses is very important to the Jews.
当然对我们基督徒来讲也是一个重要的人物。
He's also an important figure and to Christians.
他一生活得很长，算是很长，120年。
He lived pretty long. It was 120 years.
然后前面40年是在埃及的王宫，好像王子一样。
First, he 40 years was in Pharaoh's house. He was a prince.
然后中间四十年呢，他在一个旷野里面过着一个贫穷的生活。
40 years in the wilderness. He was living a life there.
然后第三个四十年呢，他带领以色列人呢出埃及进迦南地。
And the third 40 years, he led the Israelites out of Egypt into the Canaan.
当神对摩西整个一生有一个注解的时候，
when the Lord was giving a summary about Moses,
他的那个 comment, 他那个注解就是说，摩西在神的家全然尽忠。
His comment was that Moses was loyal and faithful in all his house.
Okay, 摩西在神的家全然尽忠。
That Moses was faithful in God's house.
所以在这么重要一个人的当中呢，如果用一句话把他一生表明出来的话，
if we for such an important figure and to use this one sentence to say,
然后我们的神感觉对于这个贵重的器皿，他有一句话要说。
That the Lord says, "This is a precious vessel. I have a word to say."
也许摩西经过了好多的事情。
Maybe Moses have walked through many things.
神借着他行了十个很大的神迹。
God through him has had 10 miracles.
然后他的个性是最谦和的人。
He was very meek.
但是你把他一生总结的时候呢，神说你是在我的家里面全然尽忠。
Yet when you summarize his life, he was faithful in God's house.
所以你会看见神对这件事情他心中是觉得何等的宝贵。
That you can see how important it is, how precious it is in God's heart.
我相信摩西在建会幕之前呢，他的心已经在那里预备。
I believe that before Moses built the tabernacle, his heart was there preparing.
他本来是住在那个埃及的皇宫，很舒服，对不对？
Because when he was in Egypt, the palace, he was living in comfort.
有时候我想象一定很多那个仆人啊，男的女的帮他做好多事。
I can imagine many servants there helping him out.
有时候想想在家里，如果有人帮我割草、浇水、那个剪花，那多好。
I could kind of imagine people helping me mow the lawn and cut the flowers. Taking care of the lawn is good.
但是突然之间呢，这一切都过去，他被带到旷野里面。
But all of a sudden, these all passed, and he was brought into the wilderness.
在旷野里面好像寄居一样，在那边过了40年的时间。
He was sojourning in there for 40 years.
很可能在这段时间里面呢，他心中就产生了一个渴慕。
Maybe during those 40 years, in his heart, it has a desire.
他说：“主啊，我今天在这个旷野里面，但是我心中有渴慕，我愿世世代代住在你的家中。”
That even though Lord, I'm living in this wilderness, but I have the desire to live in your house throughout all generations.
所以他心中对神的家有一个深深的渴慕。
So he has the desire for God's house.
人生是何等的短暂。
Life is short.
但是我巴不得所有的一生世世代代呢都住在神的家中。
Yet how I want which all my entire life, throughout all generations, we can live, in God's house.
也许因着这个缘故，也许因着这是当中的一个缘故，神能够使用他。
Maybe this is one of the reasons that God can use him.
使用他带领以色列人，并且建了这个会幕。
To use him to lead the Israelites and to build this tabernacle.
这个会幕建好的时候，刚大家有读到哈。
When the tabernacle was finished.
有一个极大的荣光充满这个在这个会幕里面。
The glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
然后连摩西都进不去。
Even Moses, he could not go in.
在建会幕之前呢，那个摩西是用一个比较简陋的帐篷。
Before it was built, Moses just used a simple tent.
在那个以色列人的营的外面有一个帐篷。
Outside the camp of the Israelites, there is a tent.
然后每次摩西要去见神的时候，就去那边。
Every time Moses wants to see God, he into God's presence, he will go over there.
然后全体以色列人呢，就恭立在那边看着他。
So all the Israelites will wait out there.
然后那个云柱呢降下来。
The pillar of cloud would come down, descend.
然后圣经说，神跟摩西讲话呢，就好像朋友一样。
And Bible tells us that when God speaks to Moses, it's like speaking to a friend.
但是在这个会幕正式的会幕建好的时候
，But when this tabernacle was being finished,
哇，神的那个很大，我不知道怎么形容，极大的荣光好像充满在这个会幕里。
I cannot explain, but it's the glory of the Lord filled this tabernacle.
然后一时之间，摩西好像也挤不进去。
All of a sudden, it seemed like Moses couldn't get himself in there.
这边给我们一个感觉哈。
This shows us.
好像在人的历史当中呢，终于有一次。
In the history of man, there is this one time.
能够把神的家的那个情况好像表明出来。
That we can it can show for the condition of God's house.
当神终于等到这一刻的时候呢
，When God finally waited to this moment,
他心中非常的喜悦。
He was his heart was delighted.
然后他觉得这个是太他觉得太荣耀，然后把这个荣耀充满在这个会幕里面。
He feels this is really glorious. He wants to feel his own glory in there.
他好像找不到另外一个更好的方式呢，表达他心中的满意。
It seemed like he could not find any other way to show his delightfulness.
所以在我读的时候，实在是有这种感觉。
When I was reading, I have this feeling.
所以弟兄姊妹，你们看见说，在摩西心中是一个渴慕神的家的人。
So you can see in Moses' heart, he is one that desire for the house of God.
另外一边你会看见。神也渴慕他自己的家。
On the other side, you see that God also desire for His own house.
对，他巴不得有这个神的家好吧，在地上能够显明出来。
How He wants to have this house of God to be able to manifest Himself.
当我们读到大卫的时候
，When we read about David,
大卫是预备建殿的材料。
David prepared the things for the temple.
我们看诗篇二十三篇。
We read Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇第六节。
Psalm 23:6.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
这是大卫的诗。
This is the Psalms of David.
当我们读到诗篇二十七篇的时候
，When we come to Psalm 27,
第四节。
Verse 4,
有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
当大卫写诗表达他心中的感觉的时候
，When David was writing the Psalms to express the feeling in his heart，
他心中有实在有个切慕。
He in his heart there was this desire。
他说我要一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life。
我要住在神的同在里。
I want to live in his presence。
我要跟他说话，我要常向他求问。
I want to speak to him. I want to seek and inquire of him。
这是大卫心中一个。 一个渴慕的感觉。
This was this feeling of desire in David's heart.
在大卫的一生当中呢，也有一句话给他注解。
In David's entire life, there is also one word to summarize his life.
圣经说他是一个合乎神心意的人。
The Bible says that he is one after God's own heart.
也就是说，神的心意好，他能够满足神的心意。
That he can fulfill God's heart.
他能够体贴神的心意。
He can
他有，所以虽然他在过在生命当中有一些的软弱犯罪。
Even though he has some weakness in his life.
但是在他整个一生当中，神觉得他是一个神能够满意的人。
But yet his entire life, God feels that he's very he's pleased with him, satisfied with him.
所以但是在大卫的一生当中，他又是什么事情最重要呢？
But what was the most important thing in David's life?
当然他是做了一个他是做以色列的王。
Of course he was the king of the Israelites.
但是在他一生当中最重要的还是跟建殿的事情有关系。
But the most important thing in his life has to do with building the temple.
他心中起了一个心意呢，要为神建一个圣殿。
In his heart rises this desire to build a temple of the Lord.
然后这是一个他一生恐怕是最重要的一件事情。
This may have been the most important thing in his life.
所以这件最重要的事情也让他成为他是一位合乎神心意的人。
This most important thing that is in his life caused him to become the man after God's own heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们是不是真的愿意讨主的喜悦呢？
Brothers and sisters, are we truly wanting to please the Lord?
如果要讨主的喜悦，我们就要看重神所看重的事。
If we want to please the Lord, we ought to see what important what God told is important to God.
我们翻到历代志上十七章。
First Chronicles 17.
历代志上十七章。
First Chronicles 17.
大卫住在自己宫中，对先知拿单说：“看哪，我住在香柏木的宫中，耶和华的约柜摆在幔子里。”
Now it came to pass, as David sat in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, Lo, I dwell in a house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord remained under curtains.
那个神借着先知好要转告大卫说一段话。
The Lord through Nathan wants to tell David something.
他除了告诉大卫说你因着这些缘故好，你不可以帮我建殿。
He told David, because of these reasons, you cannot build the house for me.
大家仔细看那个十七章第五节后面。
Verse 5, and the very end.
自从我领以色列人出埃及，直到今日，我未曾住过殿宇，乃从这会幕到那会幕，从这帐幕到那帐幕。凡我同以色列人所走的地方，我何曾向以色列的一个士师？就是我吩咐牧养我民的说，你为何不给我建造香柏木的殿宇呢？对不起，我刚刚念的是十七章的第三到六节，那可能要请英文的弟兄姊妹自己读一下。
Please read chapter 17 verses 3 to 6.
对，神有个感觉哈，他到处走来飘来飘去。
God has the feeling that he was going from one place to another.
但从来没有一个人想要为他建殿。
Yet there was no one who had thought about building him a house.
现在他碰到一个人，他有这个心思要为神建殿。
But yet now he has come across this person who has the desire to build a temple for him.
这边给我们一个感觉哈，神里面非常的，这样形容不知道好不好？神里面非常的感动。
It seems like God is very touched by this.
也就是说在历世历代的过程当中
throughout all ages and generations,
就算是以色列已经进到迦南地了，
even when Israel entered into Canaan,
那中间兴起过好多以色列的首领，
there were many leaders in Israel,
然后首领包含所有的以色列人
and included all the Israelites.
都没有人有一个心，有一个意念。
No one had this desire.
他们没有看见神的那个会幕在那里动，从这边又动到那边。
They did not see that the Lord's tabernacle had went from one place to another.
然后，好像有时候就好像跟着他们这样飘来飘去。
That was there going from one place to another.
然后也没有人有想过要为神建一个殿呢，让他能够安息下来。
Yet no one had thought about building God a temple for him to rest in it.
所以第一次呢，有一个人叫做大卫。
So here is a person named David.
他心中有这个意念，有这个思想。
He has this thought, has this desire.
其实那个时候大卫已经他的皇宫已经刚盖好。
At that time, David's house, his palace, was already built.
So, 通常啊，我们这个人开始这个怎么讲，已经定下来，稳定下来了。Many
times for us, when we are already kind of set and established.
然后就觉得哇，很满足，现在我终于这些都弄得好好的。Then
we are satisfied with what we have.
然后我们通常就想着自己要的。
Then we many times we think about what we want.
然后我们感觉好像满足了。
We feel like we are satisfied.
我们满足了，但是神没有满足。
We are satisfied, but God is not satisfied.
所以大卫他就有这样一个对神的心。
So David has this heart toward the Lord.
虽然我已经住下来了。
Even though I have already stayed.
但是神没有，神还在，好像还在一个简陋的那个帐篷里面。
Yet the Lord is as if in a tent.
所以我们实在感觉哈，大卫在十七章这边摸着神的心意。
In chapter 17, we see that David has touched God's heart.
这跟我们刚读的诗篇，我想也都有关系。
I feel it's related to the psalm that we have read earlier.
他实在巴不得能够住在耶和华殿中，一生一世能够瞻仰他的荣美。
How he longs to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, to behold the beauty of the Lord.
结果神怎么反应呢？
So how did God react?
这边很长哦，没办法全部都念。
I can't read everything here.
虽然大卫不能建殿，
Even though David cannot build a temple,
但是因着他有这个意念，有这个心愿，
Because of his desire,
然后神的心里面就非常的喜悦。
God was very pleased in his heart.
然后神为什么非常喜悦呢？
Why is God
神怎么样是非常喜悦？
How is God very pleased?
所以从十七章的第七节开始。
From chapter 17 from verse 7.
一直到十五节。
All the way through verse 15.
他大概说，我要立你为以色列的君王。
That I will set you to be the king of Israel.
然后常与你同在。
That will be with you always.
除去你的仇敌。
To do away with all your enemies,
然后把你的子民把它栽培起来,
and to build up your people,
然后为你建立你的家,
to establish your house,
然后你受束满足那个平安的归去,
that when your time is up, you rest peacefully.
然后我应许你的后裔呢，要接续你的位, 坚定他的国.
That I promise that your descendants will continue your reign and to establish your kingdom.
我的慈爱必不离开他。
That my loving kindness will not leave you.
我坚定他的国位直到永远。
Thou shalt establish his throne forever.
弟兄姊妹，这边有好长的一段应许。
The very long promise.
当我们在读的时候，我们心中有个感觉。
When we read, we have this in our heart.
大卫他摸着了神心中那个渴慕。
David touched the desire in God's heart.
然后神心里非常的喜悦。
The Lord was very pleased in his heart.
然后就会发现，神就把一大堆的祝福呢，通通倾倒在大卫的身上。
The Lord poured all his blessings onto David.
保守他跟他的家。
Protecting his keeping his him and his house.
保守他和他的国。
Keeping David and his kingdom.
所以我们在这边看见神实在是。 神可能没办法再祝福更多，他就把最大的祝福呢，就加在大卫的身上。
No other blessing that God can give him, but this all these blessings.
所以大卫在后面有一个很美丽的祷告。
So David has a beautiful prayer.
他说啊，主啊，我算什么呢？
Lord, who am I?
那你竟然把这些恩惠呢，都加在我的身上。
That you give me all these goodness.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见大卫的心。
Brothers and sisters, we see David's heart.
然后我们也摸到神的心。
And we touch God's heart.
神能够在人当中得着安息，得着他的家。那是他心中何等盼望的事。
God can have rest in his among his people to have his house how this is what he hopes for.
我们再请翻到那个撒迦利亚书，这个在旧约圣经最后一卷。
Zechariah at the end of the Bible.
撒迦利亚书第四章。
Zechariah chapter 4.
撒迦利亚书第四章的第六节。
Zechariah 4, 6.
我要念撒迦利亚书的第四章第六到第十。
It will be chapter 4, verses 6 through 10.
所以请英文的就麻烦你自己念一下。
Please read the English version.
OK, 我念一次好，第四章六到十。
Please read it yourself, sorry.
他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的。万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。大山啊，你算什么呢？在所罗巴伯面前，你必成为平地。他必翻出一块石头安在殿顶上。人且大声欢呼说，愿恩惠恩惠归于这殿。耶和华的话又临到我说，所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这功，你就知道万军之耶和华差遣我到你们这里来了。谁藐视这日的事为小呢？这七眼乃是耶和华的眼睛，遍察全地，见所罗巴伯手拿线砣就欢喜。这个撒迦利亚是我刚刚提到两位先知当中的一位。
This Zechariah is one of the two prophets that was mentioned before.
所以神借着先知呢，勉励这些以色列人，包含所罗巴伯，继续的建殿。
So the Lord
encouraged
the Israelites through the prophets, including Zerubbabel and
所以当这个那个当初所罗门建的圣殿被毁了，对不对？
The temple that Solomon built was being destroyed.
然后所有人被掳到巴比伦去了。
And they were all held in captive to Babylon.
经过七十年的时间。
And after 70 years.
那很多的年轻人根本是在巴比伦出生的。
Many of the young people were born in Babylon.
那包含所罗巴伯自己。
Including Zerubbabel and the rest of them.
但是稀奇的很。
But amazingly.
他们虽然住了这么远。
Even though they live so far,
但他们心里面有一个负担，为着神的殿，他们要摆上。
Yeah, in their heart they have this heavy this burden, that for the temple of the Lord they were willing to give themselves.
所以这批人里面，我想跟摩西跟大卫一样，他们有一个渴慕的心，渴慕神的家的心。
Like Moses and David, they have this desire for the house of God.
所以对于在巴比伦的人来讲。
So for those who are in Babylon,
大家都住得好好的，对不对？
They all live quite happily.
那听说那个，因为以色列人很会算，所以他们在那边做生意还挺成功的。
Because the Israelites are very good with their calculations, so they are pretty successful in business there.
对，所以我们相信他们在那边呢，实在是能够过着一个还挺舒适的生活。
So we believe that they live quite comfortably in Babylon.
人舒适了，但是神的家在哪里呢？
Men were living in comfort, but where is the house of God?
人安息了，但是神的安息在哪里呢？
Men rested, but where is God's rest?
所以当神在历史的工作当中，他不放弃。
God did not give up in his work in this history.
所以他呼召了一小批的人呢，能够爱慕他的家。
So he called for a group of people to love his house.
这批人实在是比起来，那几百万人实在是微不足道。
To compare to the millions, it's just very far and few.
但是他们这批人的历史呢，却在圣经当中占了非常重要的角色。
But this small group of people have a very important part in this history.
他们能够撇下一切。
They could lay aside everything.
他们单单为着神要的，他们把这些都撇下。
For what God wants, they lay down everything.
那时候耶路撒冷根本就是破败不堪，荒凉不堪。
Jerusalem was in destruction.
这好像你从纽约搬到非洲。
It's just like forgive me for saying this, but it's as if you move from New York to Africa.
但是呢，他是为着神的缘故把这些摆上。
But it was for the sake of God, they put down everything.
所以这批人呢，成了一批转移时代的器。
So they become vessels for the change of times.
在历史当中呢，那个神的家已经荒凉不止七十年，包含前面这些犯罪的情况。
In history, other than the 70 years in captivity, there are many days in sin.
神在那边没有家。
God does not have a house there.
但是有一批人呢，他们想望神的家。
But there are these people there that they were looking for God's house.
他们愿意放下一切来跟随主。
They're willing to give up all to follow the Lord.
虽然有许多仇敌的攻击。
Even though there are many attacks from the adversary.
但神的恩典扶持他们。
Yet God's grace sustained them.
那个时候他们盖的那个殿好，比所罗门盖的殿小很多。
The temple that they have rebuilt here is much smaller than the one that Solomon built.
他们人少，资源又少。
The people were few, and then they have very few resources.
但是呢，神说，谁能够藐视这日的事为小呢？
But God said, you know, who can
第十节。
But God say, for who has despised the day of small things?
也就是说，当神从天上观看全地的时候呢
？So like when God was looking at all the earth from heaven.
有一小撮人。
There is a small group of people.
他们好像世上的渣滓。
They were
他们不怕人，不怕仇敌，他们只敬畏神。
They are despised and they are not afraid of the enemy, but they only fear the Lord.
他们不看重自己所要的，他们只看重神所要的。
They do not hold on what they want as important, but only that of the Lord.
所以神说，谁能藐视这些人呢
？So the Lord says, who can despise these people?
大山算什么呢
？What are mountains?
在所罗巴伯面前都移成平地。
They will all be destroyed before Zerubbabel.
谁能够借着一小批人呢，施行他的旨意？
God can use a small group of people to accomplish His purpose.
当神遍察全地的时候
，When the Lord looked all this land,
他的眼目集中在一个事情上。
His eye was focused on one thing.
他看见所罗巴伯拿那个绳子、那个嘴、那个叫什么线砣的时候
，And he saw Zerubbabel he see the summit in the hand of Zerubbabel.
我们的神心中就何等的欢喜。
His heart rejoiced.
因为他知道借着这批人呢，他的家能够再次被建立起来。
He knows that through these people, his house can be rebuilt again.
弟兄姊妹，当神殿建起来的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when the temple was rebuilt,
这批人说恩典、恩惠、恩惠、恩惠，神的殿建成。
These people said grace, grace unto it.
弟兄姊妹，有一个特别的恩惠是给这些人。
Brothers and sisters, there is a special grace that is for these people.
是其他人不认识。
That others do not know.
这批恩惠呢？这个恩惠呢？是给这批为主撇下一切的人。
This grace is for those who have left everything for the Lord.
所以，弟兄姊妹，当他们能够经，虽然他们是付上了代价。
Even though they have pay the price.
但是神的恩惠补满了他们。
But yet God's grace was able to fill them up.
弟兄姊妹，那个神的家在神的心中何等的宝贝。
How precious is God's house in God's heart.
他在今天这个最末了的时代的时候。
That in this end time.
他心中所集中的就是这件事情。
What he's focused on in his heart is this matter.
我今天的责任。
My responsibility today.
为弟兄姊妹预备退休会。
To prepare you for the retreat.
我们知道一些历史的背景。
We know some historical background.
但是我们必须有一个渴慕的心。
But we have to have this desire in our heart.
我们能够体贴神心中所最巴望、所最要的。
That we can touch what the Lord wants in His heart.
当有人体贴他的心的时候
，When we are able to touch God's heart，
我们就发现神的心是何等的满意。
We see that the Lord is pleased in His heart。
我们能够与他一同安息在神的家中。
That we can rest with Him in the house of God。
我想今天就交通到这边。
I'll share with you to here。
但愿弟兄姊妹，我们祷告预备我们的心。
Brothers and sisters, that we prayed and prepare our hearts。
我知道不是每个人都能够去。
I know that not all of you can come to the retreat.
但是神与我们同在。
But the Lord is with us.
能够去的，我们愿意说，我们渴慕主，我们让整个聚会充满神的同在。
That those who can go, that we desire the Lord, and that the Lord's presence will be with the meeting.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们这个人算什么呢
？Who are we?
主，你把一个何等美好荣耀的旨意摆在我们的身上。
Yet you have given us this good and glorious purpose.
我们这些人何等的败坏呢
？Lord, we are rotten.
但是你怎么会想要住在我们的当中呢
？Yet Lord, you want to dwell among us.
你是何等的愿意在那里亲近你所爱的人
？Oh, you are willing to draw close to those that you love.
主啊，但愿我们的心也在这里归给你。
Lord, that we'll give you our hearts here.
让我们的一生是为你而活。
That we live our entire lives for you.
我们一生渴慕住在耶和华的殿中。
That we desire to dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我们见到你美丽的脸面，我们心就满足了。
That we see your face and will be satisfied.
我们感谢你，
奉主耶稣基督的名。Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.